Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical side of things.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and add a bit of humor along the way. Today's episode is all about React Server components, why they're changing the game for web development.
Exactly. React Server Components, or RSCs, are like the Swiss Army knife for developers aiming to build faster, more scalable web apps. But before we jump into the deep end, let's start with the basics. Jamie, ever heard of RSCs before?
Well, Alex, before you filled me in, I thought RSC stood for really scary code, but I'm here to learn.
Not quite, but I appreciate the creativity. React Server Components allow you to run parts of your React app directly on the server, which means we're sending less JavaScript to the client. It's all about improving performance and user experience.
So it's like giving the browser a lighter backpack to carry on its journey.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. By reducing the client-side load, we can make web apps faster to load and interact with. Let's dive into how they work. Imagine you're painting a picture, but instead of waiting for all the paint to arrive at once, you start with the colors you have and add more as they're delivered.
Ah, so it's kind of like streaming a video? You start watching before the whole thing has downloaded.
Spot on. RSCs stream HTML and serialized component trees to the browser, which React then hydrates incrementally. This approach marries the server's ability to fetch data and render HTML with the client's ability to provide interactivity.
Wait, but doesn't server-side rendering already do something like that? What makes RSCs different?
Great question. Traditional server-side rendering, or SSR, sends a fully rendered page to the browser, but it often duplicates logic and effort between the server and client. RSCs aim to be more efficient by determining what can stay on the server and what needs to go to the client.
Efficiency? I like the sound of that, but it sounds like a bit of a tightrope walk between server and client.
It is, and that's where the magic of frameworks like Next.js 13 comes in. They've integrated RSCs beautifully, making it easier to set up and use this technology without falling off that tightrope.
I guess it's time for me to brush up on my Next.js skills then. But tell me, Alex, is this something every web developer should jump on?
Another excellent question. RSCs are powerful, but they're not a one-size-fits-all solution. They shine in scenarios where reducing client-side JavaScript improves performance, like for data-heavy pages or SEO-critical public-facing sites. However, if you're working on an app that relies heavily on client-side interactivity or uses browser-specific APIs extensively, you might want to stick with client-side rendering or traditional SSR for those parts.
Gotcha. So it's about using the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And speaking of tools, setting up a project with RSCs in Next.js is surprisingly straightforward. You'd start by creating a new Next.js project, and from there, you can create server components that fetch data and handle rendering on the server side.
Huh, sounds like something even I could do. And I guess this means we're moving towards a more performant web, with developers having more control over the load and interactivity balance.
Precisely. We're already seeing big players experimenting with RSCs to boost performance. It's all about getting that edge in the web's competitive landscape.
Well, I'm all for making the internet a speedier place. Guess it's time to wrap up today's episode, though. I'm off to experiment with some RSCs of my own.
Just don't turn them into those really scary codes, Jamie. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found today's dive into React Server Components insightful and, dare I say, a bit fun.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious.